This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The UN Security Council is holding emergency consultations on Syria today at the request of Russia. Moscow said this morning it has granted asylum to Syrian leader Bashar Assad. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The sound of celebratory gunfire and cars honking, heard during Monday morning traffic in central Damascus, Syrian rebels had reached the capital over the weekend and overthrew President Bashar Assad's government following nearly 14 years of war. Syria's prime minister said on Monday most cabinet ministers are still working from offices in the city after rebels had entered the capital. Streams of refugees are crossing in from neighbouring countries, hoping for a more peaceful future. But there were already signs of the difficulties ahead for the rebel alliance, now in control of much of the country, which is led by a former senior Al-Qaeda militant who severed ties with the extremist group years ago and has promised representative government and religious tolerance.
Now to the search for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City last week. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Authorities have been distributing a photo of his face taken at a hostel in New York City. And now police released two more pictures of the suspect from a camera mounted inside a taxi. Retracing his steps through surveillance video, it now appears the gunman left New York City on a bus soon after the shooting outside the New York Hilton Midtown. The FBI's offering a $50,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President-elect Trump says he cannot guarantee his promised tariffs on key foreign trade partners won't raise prices for American consumers. The UN is warning that much of the land on Earth is drying out, damaging the ability of plant and animal life to survive. This is AP News. Merriam-Webster's got a new word of the year.
Polarization is Merriam-Webster's 2024 word of the year. Maybe no surprise as the results of the 2024 election rattled the country. The word, meaning strong disagreement between opposing factions or groupings, rose to the top of the list in Merriam-Webster's tracking of search and usage. Rounding out Merriam-Webster's top 10 words of the year, demure, the word used in TikToker Jules LeBron's video describing her mindful workday makeup routine. Fortnite, meaning 2 weeks from the video game, but also Taylor Swift's hit song with Post Malone. Totality, inspired by April's solar eclipse, resonates on the list. It's a word that comes up disproportionately in text developed by AI. A lot of people looked up elision. It's when a moving object, like a ship, crashes into a fixed object, like the Key Bridge in Baltimore. The last words were all related to politics: weird, cognitive, pander, and democracy. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.